Hey girls, welcome to your new favorite all-girl podcast, The Pink Room, where making sense with girls is legal. I'm your host, Lachey, and today we have Nikki. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, since this is a girl talk and basically we're just going to embrace being females, I want you to tell me, what's your favorite thing about being a girl? That's a good question, because I don't know either. I mean, I feel like we got mad different reasons. So tell me.
I like smelling good.
Oh, that's like, a good one.
Yeah, I love smelling good.
That's a good one. Today is February 1st. It's Black History Month. So each episode, we're going to start with a Black History question for you. You ready? Okay. Phyllis Wheatley is famous for being the A, first African woman millionaire, B, first African American female. Okay, first African American female poet, first African American to be voted in the election.
First African American poet.
Booyah! Yes.
Do I win a prize?
Sorry, we don't have any prizes yet. Sorry, we don't have that yet. So today we're gonna be discussing relationships. Relationships.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me, what's the first thing you noticed about a person?
His smile.
I knew you were gonna say that.
His teeth. His
I
smile.
Knew he was gonna say that.
Cause you know me.
I don't know what's the first thing. Honestly, I think the first thing is what he got on. And then we got it on his feet. And then his face. I mean, no, make face, outfit, then shoes. That's like mad materialistic, but I guess teeth too. After the shoes, then teeth.
Like, I'm sorry.
Teeth is real important though. Teeth is like really important.
Okay? I just look at the mouth. I like nice lips nice smile.
What if you got chipped teeth? Chipped tooth.
Some guys got so much swag, they make it work for them.
Okay, what about the snag tooth? Like the little extra tooth at the top. You like that? I like that. That's cute to me.
I don't have no problem with it.
What about braces? What about guys with braces? I feel like we can get past that.
Yeah, they're gonna come off eventually.
Okay, what are your pet peeves in a relationship? Like, what grinds your gears that... Oh, let me ask, are you in a relationship?
I am currently in a relationship,
oh,
yes.
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
10 months.
10 months. Dang, y'all about to be a year. Are you excited?
I'm more nervous than excited.
That's a milestone in this generation, because you know couples be together for like 3 months,
exactly.
6 months, 8 months. But yeah, so tell me, what's your pet peeve? Tell me your pet peeve in your relationship. That he do that annoys you.
That annoys me the most.
Yeah, like that you can just think off the top of your head.
I just hate when he lie about dumb shit. I know it's like mad basic, whatever. But we were really going to like a heated, dragged on argument.
Off the lie.
Off that small
And then it's like when you lie, you gotta lie some more to cover and protect that.
But
one
the lie is so stupid. I feel insulted that you feel lying like you had to lie about to something like that.
That I'm dumb.
And it's actually making me think like, yo, you booty, you corny as hell for lying about something like that.
Right.
Like the fuck?
I think lying period with anybody is like annoying as fuck. What about minor shit? Like leaving a toothpaste open.
I hate like that? When he cleans up behind me. I hate it.
Why?
Because let's say it's a mess, right?
Okay.
And you got your shit and I got my shit and it's just a mess.
Okay.
The first thing you do is start picking up my shit. No, pick up your shit.
Maybe he's just helping you out.
No.
Maybe he know you tired. You had a long day at work. You tired. He came to his woman.
No. Pick up your shit. Like, the fuck you picking up my shit for?
My shit good.
Right. I'm going to get to that. Pick up your shit. The fuck? You want to clean up something so bad? Clean up.
Give your shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about you, Miss Shay?
Pet peeves in a relationship.
Are you in a relationship?
No, not currently, but I am looking, though. Mm. I'm not looking. No, I'm not looking, but I'm open to a relationship.
Okay.
But, you know, niggas ain't shit nowadays. Like, they just be want one thing, and I ain't got that one thing. I'm sorry.
You know what they say? It's the guys that you're attracted to.
That's true, too. That's true. But I feel like, okay, I want a tall, dark, handsome, God-fearing, career successful, like, how, what do I gotta do for myself to attract that?
You have to be that.
You're right.
You have to be somebody who deserves that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means I need to, like, clean up my act and stuff. That's one of my goals for 2020. That's another topic too. Goals for 2020 is, like, to clean up my act. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm a little rowdy.
Yeah.
And sometimes, well, a lot of guys, like, you know, pleasant and humble females, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
right.
But you gotta be that.
Right, and you know what I think about that? Guys, most guys are attracted to both, but for certain reasons.
True.
The streets,
freaking a bit.
Yes, they like that, but to a certain extent.
Right.
Like, it's like you can't bring certain girls home.
Right.
Mom.
Okay. How about that? Okay. How about this? You say they like both, but when do I show him my rowdy side? Like, if we first talking, I gotta be humble for like 3 months, and then I gotta show him, like,
that's very true. Chin.
So
that's
when do true. I show? And I feel like I'm not about to change myself. I don't know. I don't say change myself, because I think I would adapt for a guy that I do love.
Right. And it's not even always about adapting. It's kind of the simple fact that I am a multiple. I'm not just one person all the time.
True.
I'm very diverse. I know how and when to behave. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know how to let my hair down, and I also know how to be very professional in corporate America. It depends. Are we lit or like?
Right.
It depends. It's
you get all both.
It depends. I know how to. You choose.
I am looking so. If anybody got any brothers, uncles, preferably daddies, granddads, tell them to follow me on Instagram.
There you go.
They do not want my young ass. I'm too.
Well, you'll be surprised.
Right. I'll probably bring the youth out of them. But older guys, they dogs too. They be trying to break in, use my little. Anyway.
Older guys like young girls because I feel like three reasons.
Okay, what's the three reasons?
Three reasons why older guys like young girls. One is because she don't know much.
Okay,
so definitely. You could get a lot over her, and she probably don't see the whack nigga in you. Because she's
young
in the game.
She's naive, maybe.
Naive. Okay. She don't know as much as older girls could pick up. You some bum nigga. Mm-hmm. You's a clown. Second, you could teach her stuff. Men like to be able to teach a woman something. You know what I mean?
Make sure
you
went to school to become a teacher.
Yeah. I like when a man teach me stuff.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna lie.
Definitely.
Like, I respect the man that can teach
take
me some
from
shit.
Him. Yeah.
Exactly. Like. And third, I would think is, it make them feel young again. Like,
yeah,
they still got it. You know what I mean? Like, I got a dom right now.
Right.
Like, a whole eye candy. When
what
we
about, what's too old? Like, say you 23. What's too old? What's the oldest?
23,
cause me now, I'm 24. I feel like the oldest I would go is like 55. I would date. That's old.
I was thinking 39.
What? That's not. That's not older. That's older.
50. You have. See, you didn't work in a nursing home. You ever seen a 60-year-old man before?
Yes, I have seen some well-cut 60-year-old men.
Well,
39? That's young. Like, if somebody tell me they're 39, I'd be like, oh, you're a baby. And then he'd be like, girl, you're 24. Like,
I guess you're right.
I don't know.
I can't. I just can't go past 40 for myself.
40?
I mean, it depends. I never tried. But
55, you got to be, like, nice, fit, handsome.
55 is too much pressure. That's a lot of pressure. This man is grown. He is ready to settle down.
Yeah, I'm ready to settle down.
I'm just getting started. I'm still, sometimes I still fall off my bike.
Yeah, and that's why my 55-year-old was there to pick me back up.
No, but see, the thing is, he ain't going to have, he's ready to, you done playing around these training wheels? You done taking
it
off?
I'm a big girl now. I'll put it in my big girl pants.
Sis, that's a lot of.
No more Walmarts. No more Fruit of Loom.
We talking about you getting.
Victoria's Secret, baby. Matter of fact, I ain't got no drawers on.
Nah, sis. We talking about kids that's knocking on your age.
That's going to have the same age as me.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean.
That's pressure.
I ain't trying to be no family. I ain't trying to play family with family.
You ain't trying to do what?
Play family with family.
He a 55-year-old man.
Yes, and his kids is grown and out the house. So I'm not thinking about them and they not thinking about me. Anyway, we got to move on.
Next topic. Let's agree to disagree.
Okay. So tell me, what you think is most important in a relationship? One. Do you feel like it's multiple things or just one thing?
It's multiple things.
I feel like definitely trust, communication. Those two. Boom. Trust and communication. Because you don't want to be with nobody that you always got to look over your shoulder or just be thinking like, who are we texting?
Mm-hmm.
And the communication, I feel like that's important too, because if I'm upset, I don't want to be running to somebody else and telling them I'm mad. I want to go to my man. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and friendship. That's important too. Yes. I feel like you got to definitely be your partner's best friend. Not their friend. Their best friend.
Yeah.
When something big happened, he should be the first person to pop up in your head. Not even your friend or your sister, your mom, your man.
Yeah.
Your man.
Those
three. Trust, communication, and friendship.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
But sex has to be in there somewhere.
Oh, yo. I didn't even think about that.
Like, it has to be some type of attraction. Some type of, oh my God.
Right, and I feel like that comes from
That's true.
The trust, communication, like, once everything is there, like, how can you not attract your man?
Because I could remember times in my past where I've met really nice guys.
Okay.
Like, I would be crying, dealing with guys from my past. Mm-hmm. That ain't shit. And then I'll meet somebody who seems like a really good guy. He's a caretaker. He's a good listener. He presents himself well. Mm-hmm. And just, the chemistry isn't there. You know what I mean?
Damn, so, that's deep.
That shit were really
I feel
just.
You. I feel that you. Shit. Oh, that's really important too. Chemistry then.
Yes.
That's important too.
That chemistry is like that fire. It's just like.
That's true. So I didn't think about that.
That gives you patience right there.
To be able to deal with the nonsense.
Yes. Right there. It'd be like.
That's a nice picture. You made that and painted it?
Yes.
That's very nice.
Thank you. My mom painted it 2 years ago.
Did it look just how the
oh,
artist?
It looked it better, baby.
That's nice.
Nah,
I did 2 paint and sips and that's nice. Okay. What are you expecting from a relationship? I got that from Google. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, that's a good question. Because do you go into a relationship expecting something?
Mm-hmm.
Not like material things. Mm-hmm. Not like a bag or rings. Just like, I guess, like,
for me,
lessons.
Yeah,
and
for me,
like that.
It's that somebody. It's that somebody. Because I've had, like, situations happen to me, and I'll be at a point in my life where I had no one to, like, that person you want to call as soon as something happens, something good happened at work, that person will be like, you know, guess what the bitch did today at work.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's really important to me. To me, that's what I want a companion.
Okay.
Somebody to help me out with my bills.
What about security? Are you expecting that relationship? Like, that y'all both is good? I ain't gotta worry about nothing. I think that's what I would expect, security. Like, if I'm out on the street, my man, and somebody disrespect me, I shouldn't even have to open my mouth. I shouldn't have to even, like, turn my face upside down, because I know he got me. Like,
right.
Because that's how I'm coming with my man. As soon as the bitch gets disrespectful, like, he ain't gotta lift his finger to, like, go get it, because I'm already got him, period. So right. I think that's what I'm expecting. That was a good question. That's security. Good. I didn't think about that until just now.
You know what? Topic came up. And I was discussing with someone before. And that shit made me really want to be in a relationship.
Tell me.
If the world come to an end right now, right? Mm-hmm. And everything is like mad apocalyptic.
Okay.
And like crazy shit is happening. Like people robbing stores right now. People robbing you for your car. Mm-hmm. People stealing.
Okay.
And you know what's happening?
Right.
A woman is being raped. Single women by themselves.
In the apocalypse.
Yes.
That's wild.
Women, what you gonna do? You ain't no cops.
That's wild.
Ain't no cops.
They probably out there raping.
That's my biggest fear. So the apocalypse happened, I need to be with my husband, with my man. Cause
you think something like that would really happen?
I'm just saying.
Well, in this day and age.
I watch a lot of stuff.
This day and age, that's like a riot. What you just said is like a riot.
Right.
Just moving well, like, shit.
Something could, like, you know what I mean? Something could happen. We could lose power. We could lose signal for days.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
What could happen? And they make it all these movies, and these movies are, like,
imagine
a real idea that can actually happen. They're not picking these movies out thin air. This is actually real stuff that could really happen.
Damn, nah. I'm stuck on the, what if the power go out? Okay, say the power go out, and our phone service is all fucked up. What are we going to do? We can't even watch the news to figure out what's going on. No. Okay.
They got radios. That's what they... Well, in movies, okay, they have, like, radios.
Okay, they have radios, but how are the news people going to get on the radios? Generators and stuff?
Like, they got signals.
See, so either way, it's, like, always, like, a...
A what if. Yeah, I seen that in movies. That's like a purge. And I thought about it. The Purge, exactly. If they start like raping women,
would you participate in the Purge, or would you just hide out? I'm hiding. You bugging. I'm not about to just go around killing people for 24 hours.
I feel like I don't want to hide. Yeah, I don't want to hide. But I want to. Yeah, I would rather protect myself. I'd rather play defense than.
Yeah, I'm not. Mm-mm. And it's for 24 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. That's some shit Donald Trump would like. Say, hey, let's do this. If he needs to be president again, if he got time. That's dumb as shit.
No comment on Donald Trump. I right, try to get your podcast shut down. I like that nigga.
Malachi don't like him either.
How Malachi don't like him? He only 7.
And he be talking about impeachment stuff. I'm like, how you know this? And he don't even be saying it right. I can't even say how he be saying it, but...
That's history happening right now.
It is. Who would ever thought he really would have been president? Who would ever?
And kids in school is just learning about it right now. Right. Like what they want them to think. What the teachers want them to think.
Basically, yeah. But what we tell them.
That's why it's important to teach your kids at home.
Right, before they learn out on the street.
Right. Or during or while. Continue.
Like, but, mommy, he told me he was wrong. You just do what your mother was, okay?
For real.
Period.
And you could explain it to him, not just because I'm your mother is right. No, they're not telling you the accurate details because you're too young and they feel like it's not their place. But I'm your mom, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
Like Santa Claus. You going to tell your kids Santa Claus real?
No.
Because I'll be telling my son... I'm Santa Claus, okay? I'm Santa Claus. But I tried to get him to believe in a tooth fairy, but... Because I believed in a tooth fairy for a long time. Until I'm just like, alright. If you put money under my pillow. I don't know, I feel like it's innocent for a kid to...
Yeah.
But niggas, yeah. Besides the Santa Claus shit. Everything else. What about the Easter Bunny? That's like...
Yeah, that's okay. I just don't know about these pagan holidays. I'm not ready to have children because I don't know. I really don't know. All of these white pagan holidays, I'm just...
You think Christmas is a pagan holiday?
Yes, of course.
Damn. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Of course I do.
Bruh.
I do, I'm be honest. I do feel like it's a pagan holiday.
Damn.
But what are we supposed to do? Not eat turkey? The fuck?
Not celebrate. Just go on with your day like it's not Christmas because you don't celebrate.
No.
Yes.
No, if you, I have family and friends.
Yeah, I mean,
I've learned certain things about this holiday that I've been celebrating my whole entire life.
Right.
And everybody around me celebrated. Mm. And I'm just educating myself on it. Do I believe it's a pagan? Do I believe it's a pagan holiday? Mm-hmm. Yes. But am I about to? No. No. I'm not about to get a poster.
No more Christmas.
Fuck Santa. Come. He ain't white. Like,
am I about to? No.
No, I just don't. I believe it's a pagan holiday. It is.
What about Thanksgiving?
It is, and what they did to the Indians for Thanksgiving.
Rest in peace to the homies, yo. Those are our cousins.
It is. Those are our ancestors.
Columbus did us dirty.
He's a hero. It's just like saying, do you celebrate the 4th of July? Do you eat hot dogs? Yes, I do. Yeah. Go to check out.
Ooh, I love you 4th of July.
I just got a fucking headache. Ooh, I love that place.
It's a cookout for me. It's a cookout.
Ooh, baby, it's on the grill. Straight off the grill.
Hey, yo, no, it's the beans. It's the beans, yo. You can't go wrong. Son, it's not a cookout if you don't have beans.
Nah, can we talk about the devil egg?
What? That too. Devil egg, beans, and hot dogs. Well, hot dogs gonna be at everybody cookout. But if you ain't got the beans and the devil dogs. The devil eggs. It's not a cookout.
Damn, son, yeah, them baked beans. I'm not a big fan of sweet food, but baked beans.
You put mustard in your baked beans?
No. I don't make it. I've never made them.
Oh.
It tastes good with mustard?
Yeah, I remember I had bought beans to a potluck at my job and my coworker was trying to
finesse it real
quick. Yeah, she put mustard in it. It was good.
Wow.
Yeah, because me, I just took it out the can, put it in the pot. Eat that shit, put that shit in the pan. I brought that shit to work. Like, hey, y'all. It was for Christmas, too.
You ain't put no cinnamon,
I think
sugar.
I put, like, sugar and, like, brown. Oh, yeah, definitely put cinnamon, but that's it.
Oh.
I ain't put no mustard and shit in there.
I mean, you know.
I think I'll
put mustard is a very secret ingredient, son.
Oh, yeah, the chicken. Maybe someone put it on chicken.
No, people put mustard in a baked macaroni and cheese.
What? I got to Google that.
Yes.
I gotta Google that.
I seen Caribbean people, like Guyanese people, do it.
Really?
Mustard and they bake macaroni and cheese.
I don't
cheese.
Even like that shit on my hot dogs.
I put it in my deviled eggs.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I can make some deviled eggs. I think that potluck, I was supposed to make deviled eggs, but I overcooked the eggs. I'm a cook in the making. I'm learning how to cook new dishes.
Yeah, I need some more stuff for my recipe list.
You making recipes?
No, it's just like my dinner
book?
Option. No.
Oh.
Like my dinner options. Like,
well, I say that's
you know
lit.
What I mean? Like the stuff you cook.
Yeah, like I wanna make some stuffed shells.
My mother.
But what do you make stuffed shells with? Like what
ricotta.
No. What else would be on the plate?
Oh, wing flings.
Stuffed shells and chicken?
Mm-hmm.
That's it? Cause I'm like, what would you make? Like,
you could even make it with ground beef.
Ground beef.
And the sauce.
No. What's gonna go with the stuffed shells?
They don't have to have nothing with it.
So that's just the meal, the stuffed shells?
Yeah.
No. Stuffed shells and garlic bread, probably.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I feel like
it's nothing that needs to go with it. You could put garlic bread with anything that got spaghetti.
So
sauce.
Like stuffed peppers and stuff, you eat nothing? No, that's a meal in itself. Cause like baked potato, a stuffed potato, that's a meal.
If you have
itself.
Meat in it,
stuffed shells, you have meat in it.
If you want, you could put ground beef in the spaghetti sauce. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I want to make it with the ricotta cheese and put the sauce.
Yeah,
on top. That's how I want to make it.
My mother made it with spinach and a ricotta cheese on top.
That's good too. Spinach, I only like it with something else. I can't eat it by itself.
No,
it gotta be something else. Yeah, that shit. And then collard greens. I love collard greens. And I'm surprised I like collard greens because, but I like it. I like them when they like real vinegary. I like them like that.
I never tried to make them freshly. I made them from the can.
The gold can.
And it don't taste the same. Nothing, because they be having seasoning on it already.
So that's why I didn't, you add nothing. That's why it tastes the same. What about the sweet potatoes in that same one?
Oh, I don't like sweet stuff.
Oh, you just say that. What? I love sweet food. Like, when people be like, oh, this is too sweet for me, I just be thinking like,
what is that?
Yeah!
You funny as hell.
One time I had some tea from Popeyes, it was like diabetes in a cup. Mm. They sweet tea be sweet. That was like one time. Other than that, I was be thinking like, too sweet.
You funny. Okay.
Next question. Tell me a learning experience that you learned from like a past relationship.
A learning experience?
Yeah. Something that you
learned from a past relationship. That's a nice question. I appreciate this question.
Thanks. Seen it on Google. Thanks, Google.
Okay. A learning experience from a past relationship.
Have you had a lot of relationships in the past, you think? Like, in your adult life. Because I feel like high school, we had, like, a million boyfriends. But they wasn't, like, real boyfriends.
Nah, I wouldn't say I had many relationships. I had many, you know, interactions with, right. Well, I met a few guys, but actually a relationship with someone. Mm-hmm.
I only had one of those. One relationship.
One relationship? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Wow. Maybe I did have a
one, like, seven years. Mm.
Wow. Well, the best thing that I've learned in a relationship.
Bad and good. Gotta be bad and good.
Bad and good?
Damn, could it be a good thing from a past relationship? Yeah, it could.
Yeah, it could. I'll have to think hard about that, but yeah.
The good?
Right. But I would say, if somebody is telling you with their actions something, mm-hmm. and they're telling you with their mouth something else.
Oh, that's big.
And you feel compelled and confused, because sometimes you got your own vision in your head, what you want to hear.
Right.
And what you want them to say.
Right.
But if they're telling you something and showing you something else, always go with the actions.
Of course.
That's what I had to learn. Because somebody would tell me, oh, I want you and I fuck with you and I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. And you my favorite.
But the way they acting is,
it's just like,
so many different. Ain't nothing worse than a nigga wanting you in private, but
yeah,
be acting different in public. That's like,
to me, that's rejection. That's how I felt.
Damn, you think so?
To me, that's rejection. Cause I want to take this to the next level.
Right, especially you telling me all that good shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's deep.
And I want to take this to the next level. And it's just like, why am I the woman chasing you? Right. And I feel like I'm chasing you.
And I feel like when you with a guy, or even talking to a guy, the guy has to like the female more than she likes him. Definitely.
I learned that. Yep. I heard that before, and I never paid it any mind. Mm-hmm. Until I was, and I don't know how, I never heard it again. I remember somebody saying, be with somebody that loves you mm-hmm. more than you love them.
That's true.
I remember my grandmother saying that.
That's true, because
it never meant nothing. I used to hear it all the time. She wasn't even talking to me.
She wasn't even talking to me.
Honestly, I was being grown. The grown folks' business.
I think it's up in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, sis. I seen it.
You saying like you put it in the air. Like,
I seen it. I'm like, what's that shit floating in her cup?
Yeah, but you ain't never be saying, what's that shit floating in her cup?
I thought you did it with your hand or something. You
no, and
grab
I'm
it.
Seeing it, and I'm just like,
just drink it. So what is the answer for you?
Definitely. Okay, no. I'm not going to say, I feel like, because like I said, I don't have like one relationship. So I can't even say past relationship. But I can say what I have learned from having many interactions with guys is I can't trust so easily. Like, I feel like once upon a time, if a guy says something, I automatically believe what he said. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Not even, like, second guessing. And at the end, I had the boo-boo-fool stamp on my forehead. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am a little bit naive. Well, once upon a time, I was naive when it came to guys, but I'm grown now and I'm learning. Mm-hmm. So definitely trust. I can't just be trusting anybody.
Yeah. It's hard because after so long being like that, you start to have trust issues.
Yes. And I feel like that I do now. Because now, if a nigga talking to me, I'm automatically think he lying. Automatically think he lying.
He is.
He said his name Rick. I don't even believe his name Rick.
Nah, it's not. That's James. You talking to me.
Like, no, seriously, because I give out fake names. So he could be giving out fake names too.
Yeah, it's not. That shit is crazy. It's a very thin line, yo. It's a very thin line.
Niggas be lying, okay?
It's too much.
Like, why are you lying?
It's too much.
Oh, I hate liars. Like, that's one thing I don't like. It's a liar. And then, nothing worse than a liar that be believing their own lies.
No.
That person is evil.
No. What about the liar who did something wrong with you, but making you feel bad?
He's evil.
How the fuck you mad? When you lied to me.
Evil. That's it. Like, it's evil.
No. I have a question for gentlemen across America. How do you feel deliberately?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Purposefully. Purposefully. Intentionally.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
Hurting somebody who you know genuinely is a good person.
They don't think nothing because they don't care.
Knowing that you have sisters.
Knowingly. You ain't see that.
Knowing that you have young sisters and you even have daughters.
Right.
You have a mother. And you see this weakness.
Look,
I ain't trying to bash men, but I'm just
bashing
saying.
Them.
I have a question.
I'm bashing.
You don't feel bad.
I'm a mad black woman, okay? Tyler Perry made the movie about me.
I just want to make it make sense.
Make it make sense. And this here, we make it sense with girls, so.
That's right. We in the right. If you want to know anything, you want to ask the public question on men in our generation, or you want to speak to the women in our generation, comment below.
This is it.
We're going to ask it for y'all. We're going to get to the bottom of this because I need answers.
Not answers.
Answers, right? I need a detailed explanation. We're getting clarity today.
What is these dogs?
Why? What's the point?
I feel like until a guy finds that one person that they really want to like be with and stuff, they just want to hold around and stuff. Mm-hmm. Until they find that woman to, oh, damn.
Him in the bottle.
Can I see your phone? Damn, no.
Thank you.
I want to read something to you that I seen and tell me your thoughts. I got this from Facebook.
Did you see that little ebook I sent you on Instagram?
No, I didn't see it. What was it?
I sent it to you last night.
Oh, yeah, no, story. I didn't see it.
You probably didn't feel like reading that shit.
No, I didn't see it. You read it? It was long?
I wasn't doing nothing, so I just sat there and read it. It was really nice, though. You should read it.
I'm gonna read it now.
It's long?
I have to ask you that, right? Okay. Listen. You were listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was watching Kevin Gates and Drica interview last night. It's a married couple. And she said she didn't have trouble forgiving him for cheating because she knew it wasn't personal. What he did had nothing to do with her, and he was battling his own demons. And instead of belittling him after cheating, she used to say, "You're greater than this and respect yourself," speaking life into him. What do you think about that?
That is powerful. Strong black woman. I do.
So, my question is, it's like mad questions you could get from this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that a guy cheating has to do, I mean,
it depends. If you know this man, mm-hmm. and you know that he's a good guy, you know this man, you know it's worth it, and you know this is not something that he's doing all the time to you or deliberately. Maybe it happened like once or twice. Maybe. Who knows the situation? But if you could sit there and you could talk to this guy, you know he's a real guy, you know he's a real man, then...
Okay, so basically, if you know you're doing everything that you're supposed to do and he cheats, it's because of him. Men are weak. Temptation out here is everywhere. He could just walk to his car and it's a girl walking by with a fat ass, and he's a man, so he's gonna look. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking because we look, mm-hmm. but it's the as soon as you open your mouth to as soon as the man think in his head like, "Yo, I'm about to talk to shorty," and you got a bitch upstairs, you already fucked up. Like, why you even thinking that?
I feel like they cheat for justification for themselves as a man.
That and some guys cheat to see if they still got it, which is dumb as shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's justification.
Like,
they wanna they need that reassurance. And if you got confidence that you got it, you don't gotta keep testing it. I know for a fact that if I go outside and start my car, it's gonna start. I don't gotta keep on going out there. Like, I know in the morning it's gonna start. I don't need to keep on testing it. But if you got that confidence, maybe that's what Drica?
I think it's Drica.
I think that's what Drica was trying to tell him. Like,
so do you feel like you can be at that maturity level to be like, to forgive him?
I feel like Kevin Gates is a dope ass person, and he needed a dope ass woman. And I'm not that woman. I'm shooting the face.
Like, they are a beautiful couple. Like, I like Kevin Gates. He's definitely in my top five for favorite rappers. And Drica, she's mad pretty. And then that's another thing. These niggas be with like pretty ass girls, and then they just be cheating them with the shit underneath my shoes. They be cheating with.
How do you? It gotta be something that piece of shit underneath
Jay-Z
your shoe.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Like, why he do that? Everybody wants Beyonce. So why he do that? You know why?
Like what Drake has said, it's not her.
Damn.
It's not her.
Okay, so it's not her. It's him. So now what? Like, do I take you back?
I want to see progress.
Damn.
I want to see, like, you grew from that and you learned from that. Damn. What did you learn from that?
So take a break, give each other space, and take them back,
honestly,
or do you stay
you
together?
Have to ask, sis. Like, I'm calling my mom to bail me out. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm the person that I've been cheating on. I just can't imagine, like,
I don't know. And I'm gasping, like, about even getting violent with somebody. Like, I haven't been there before.
I would cry.
Me? Too.
I'm crying.
Yeah, that's it.
Especially, it depends how you find out that he cheated.
I'm dramatically crying.
I'm crying. Like,
I'm, you know what's one thing about me?
I'm crying. That's it.
I'm flabbergasted crying, son. I'm crying hysterically. But you know what I'm going to do? If you get me to that point, that's
it. Are you going to let him see you cry, though?
That's it.
I feel like I want to be mad in his face. I want to be mean to him. Like, get out of my face, nigga. Fuck you. I want to talk to you. And as soon as he leaves, like that. That's going to be me.
No, I'm crying, like.
In his face?
Yeah, I'm crying in his face.
Are you gonna cry and be beating him like in the movies?
Why are you doing that like that?
No. I'm make him feel bad. Girl. I'm just sit there and cry.
Thank okay, you. I feel like if it happened once, do you think it will happen again? Say he cheated 2012. Do you think he will cheat again in like 2016 if you take him back?
It depends.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, because that's the sign.
It depends.
Oh,
it depends.
There goes another question.
Right. It depends. Because I feel like one thing I learned, make them suffer.
Okay.
Make definitely. Them suffer. Make them suffer and make them see like what they did was a legit mistake. Because if you take them right back, it was a hiccup. It wasn't really a mistake.
And that's what Tammy did to Walker Flocker. Like, they broke up for a little bit. I mean, they're back together now, but she made him suffer.
Yeah, I think that's what
and I feel like that's hard, too, because you want to be with your man, too, but...
Yeah, but...
You got to know, like...
Yeah, you're not with your man. You're with everybody's man at that point.
Damn. This is like, you gave up mom. Now, this bitch looking at me like... You know bitches is conniving, like... They shiesty, babe. Like, okay? Pot calling kettle black. Like, niggas don't give a fuck. It's just, I don't know. Niggas can be disrespectful, but...
Alright, I have a question. It's not my show. But I have a question. What is your opinion on the other woman? As a woman. Perspective.
Okay. Do the other woman know he had a girl? Okay. We can do it from both. Say she don't know.
She don't know. So if she don't know, then it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because she don't know. It's on him now. Because he the only one who knows.
Okay. So if she know.
If she know. What is the perspective of this woman?
Like. Is she a hoe? That's like.
No, it's like. Why do they do it?
Why?
What's the point?
I don't know. Maybe it's fun in them. Like,
it's fun?
Maybe it's fun. I don't know. Like,
I mean, I don't know.
I feel like at one point, honestly, every female has been like, I saw a chick to someone. Knowingly and not knowingly. At least once in their life. Once.
I mean, unknowingly, that's irrelevant.
Right. But I'm just saying, either way, every female has
I want to talk about knowing.
I don't know what this... I don't know. Like, I guess she's a homewrecker, I guess. But I feel like you can't wreck no home that was already broken. And then if the other woman... Okay, if the other woman... I don't know. Females feel like if you're not my friend, like your nigga is single. Like, I don't owe you nothing. I mean, when she does it, she don't owe me nothing. Like, she don't know me. So, why she give a fuck how I feel? Yeah. I mean, she probably don't want it done to her, but like, I don't know what you think. Like,
I guess that makes sense if you're not my friend. Because that's how niggas look at it. I ain't gonna lie. That's how niggas look at it. And if you a female and you got a man. They look at how they found out.
Okay.
If you've, like, flirtatious after you told them that.
Did you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
He know you with it.
He don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Yeah, because now you tell a nigga you got a boyfriend, they be like, and?
Right.
I hate that.
I mean, at this point, it's in your shoes. Once they say and, they putting the ball back in your court.
True. Maybe that's a test.
It is a test.
Wow.
It is a test. That's why they are saying and. And finish your sentence. I have a boyfriend and what? Like, they're testing you. And what? I have a boyfriend and I'm loyal girl that you never had. That you always wish you had.
And this
conversation.
And this is in the conversation. That's how you answer it.
And
this is in this conversation. Don't even wish him a good day, because now they're trying to play me, trying to test me, like, I'm done with school. Period.
Wow, niggas really don't care if you got a man. They don't.
Because they probably got a girlfriend.
one thing. I feel like girls that's single, they hold themselves to a certain, like, I don't want nobody to waste my time.
Right.
And I'm focusing on me.
Me, right.
And what are your intentions? You right. know what I mean? Right. I feel like that's how single women that has right. been single focus is. And girls with, that has a boyfriend, they don't even know why they entertaining this person. Right. If you don't get it and you actually still having a conversation, mm-hmm. it's free game. It's,
yeah.
You could steal a ball from somebody. It's
facts.
You could steal the ball. It's basketball.
You seen the movie Temptation? By Tyler Perry?
Oh, I think God, so, yeah.
Please tell me seen that.
Yeah.
Do you remember it? Like, that was my movie. And she was married to Lance mm-hmm. Gross.
Oh, and did she get HIV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, she was faithful. He was, they was, I think they was both each other's only in their first and whatever. Mm-hmm. And
that was a very sad.
That movie was a good movie.
Gave me chills. Yeah. Just gave me chills.
And it's like, she was happy. Like, she was happy with her life. She was happy with her man until something new came in.
Right.
And it's like, even though the guy was still, like, mad flirty with her, she was like, no, I have a man. I'm married. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this is where she, like, flew off the edge.
The radar.
When she started changing when she runs, because he was telling her that he runs like 9 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and she usually would run like 12.
Mm-hmm.
But once she knew that he'd be running at 9, she started running at 9 o'clock too.
Mm-hmm.
So once he seen, like, oh, now you running, now you happen to be running on the same time,
mm-hmm.
he knew it was game right there.
Right.
And niggas be people and everything. Niggas are smart. They dumb, but they smart. So that right there, every time
you know how I feel like, about men and women? I feel like women is smart in A, C, and E,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they smart in it. Don't okay. test them when it comes to topic A, C, and mm-hmm. E. But I feel like men
mm-hmm.
are smart with B, D, and F.
Right.
And don't fuck with them when it comes to that, because you gonna be lacking as a woman.
Right.
And I feel like that's why we mesh so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And you could test a woman in certain things and she gonna fail.
Ooh.
And this is why men test women. They have certain tests just specifically for women to see if she's a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
They already got it played out. They got their tricks to know if she a good woman or if she not a good woman. Like, if she do this, then you already know that she this type of woman. They know. They got it. It for some reason, they pick up on certain shit that we would walk right past. As a woman, we don't pick up on it. But we have women intuition at the same time.
And I feel like me, my dumb ass, I'm be following mine. You be following yours?
I try now. Now I'm trying to be like more self. I am being
more attuned to self.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying now because that shit, when you did it to yourself, that cry when you know you did it to yourself.
Damn. Like you broke your own heart.
Yes. It just be making
that's
you
deep.
It that should just be making you hate yourself. Honestly.
That's deep. Yeah, that's deep.
That should give you low
own heart.
You did this. This is your fault. Like if you could sit there and be like, no, niggas ain't shit. But if you really take time and reflect on yourself and think like, but if I would never even gave him the chance to do that to me, then this wouldn't have happened. But women that's in a cycle, they too busy. He did this to me. Take a moment. You allowed him
damn.
To do
damn. Like, sit back and think, like, well, he was kind of acting like that, but I'm like,
you ignore all of that. Say, you ignore all those signs.
And that's what my cousin said to me. He, like, women, they'll see a nigga do this, that, and the third bad, but they'll be thinking to themselves like, oh, but maybe he'll just, or he would give him the benefit of the doubt instead of looking at exactly what this nigga is doing.
Broken our own heart.
Because women, he also said, women, we think with our emotions and our feelings instead of our brain, which is very true.
It's very true. And honestly, I love that. I hate it sometimes. I hate it because, like, it get me in certain situations where I wouldn't be if I was a cold-hearted bitch.
Right.
But at the same time, I love that about myself.
Right. Like, why there gotta be our downfall? Like, why? That's our weakness. That's our weakness.
But it's also, it's a blessing and a gift at the same time. Right. For you to look at somebody dirty, right? Mm-hmm. You could look at somebody dirty, ripped shoes and all of this. And a guy see that same person and say to him, I let himself like that.
Mm.
He a bum.
Right. And then we'll be like.
And then we'll look at him and be like, how do we feel knowing that people are seeing him in his state? How, like, what about all those regrets he had he should have done? Like, how does that affect him as a, you know, as a person? Like, how does that make him feel? He's probably so down on himself.
And he's like, he a bum ass. Look at this.
Sorry, excuse for me. Like, come on. That's how, what's his name, talk, Mac.
Yo.
He do talk like that. Oh, no names. Right.
It's so cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. This. Bottom line, niggas ain't shit, okay? I always say that.
You need a new closing. Anthony, you should challenge women to challenge yourself to be a better person. Don't just niggas. Like,
You right.
Don't.
You right, Nikki.
Yes.
Challenge yourself, women. This week, this month, 2020, period. Like, let's
stop pointing the finger.
That's me. And thank you for letting me. So now I'm just going to sit back when I have time and I'm reflect on myself.
Yeah, perspective. It's all about perspective. Like, and when you're talking to guys sometimes, they give you their perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? You are right. Right. I did allow
Do you think, to do that before too. We close out, do you think, like, guys can peep a weak female?
Absolutely. They could smell it like a dog with fear.
Mm.
They could smell insecurity and low self-esteem. When you got low self-esteem...
That shit's come out your pores.
They could smell it when they walk past you, son. And you got some men that particularly go for women like that.
That's so sad. So they can use... That's sad.
And it be the big girls. Or the fatherless girls. It be the big girls that pay for sex.
Damn.
Pay for time.
I'm never paying a nigga for sex. I'm sorry.
But you sometimes it's sex. For you, you get that. But it could be something else. Time. Mm-hmm. A hug.
Somebody tell you it don't even be about the sex.
Yeah, because, somebody just hold you and tell you you're beautiful after y'all done having
but
sex.
But don't you want that from someone that actually mean it? Like?
But that's levels. First you want dick. Now you getting dick. Then you want somebody to hold you after the dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then you want somebody to say I love you. Then you want somebody to mean it. Like, people, they just want to be loved, honestly. Women and men too. Just want to be wanted and needed. That's all everybody is searching for.
Definitely. I just want someone to want me like I want them. I want someone to crave my presence, like that I'm just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that I'm sitting right next to you, I just made your fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that could happen one day. And I will be patient until it happens. I'm about to be celibate.
This is on record.
Yeah.
Don't say...
Nikki, it was great having you on the show today. Thank you for being
the Pink Room's first guest.
Like, you will definitely be back. You guys will hear from Nikki real soon. Right,
yes,
Nikki?
It was my honor to be here. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
Yes, it was very enlightening. And definitely. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, I'm definitely about to go home and reflect, okay?
Absolutely.
For real.
I learned a lot about you as well as myself.
Facts, because maybe it's not them. Maybe I'm the problem. We're going to say that for another episode. We're going to say that for when Nikki come back, okay? We're going to say that when she come back. And I have to think of a name to call the listeners, like.
What do you guys think y'all name should be?
Yeah, definitely. Suggest that.
Some cute things.
I don't know. I'm not
while we sipping that. Our chai. Not shake, yeah. Chai tea.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And see you next week on the next one. Mwah.